Jesus was a B-boy and hark, this knowledge did come upon me in the first month of the fifth year in the 21st century, January 2005, also known as the year of the celebrity pedophile. I'm telling you that Jesus was a B-boy. For I too have seen the burning bush and smoked it. And it was made clear to me in my search for a hip-hop ever after that Jesus was an esoteric B-boy whose halo out of a window was a catechism class 4 seats back, 2nd chapter. And so it was. Gethsemane was a B-boy battle with heaven and hell up for grabs. Jesus cried blood, the heavens opened up, and one lonely cherub descended from above. Then he tucked his wings in behind him and shyly made a place for himself within the front row. And then with a thundering bitty bye bye, he beatboxed his way through a hip-hop concerto. And though Jesus had 12 apostles, he wouldn't have won the battle if he hadn't have called in the best dancers he did know. They were known collectively as Jesus Crew, and individually as Shadrach, Meshach, and a bad Negro. Jesus was a Dogtown Z-boy before Hollywood came calling. He used his carpentry skills, but refused to make anything but Jeff Holboards. He was Larry Bertelman forcing sounds out of the ocean by tickling the inside of a perfect wave's vocal cords. Jesus was a young Jay Adams, all blonde and bending gravity, who kicked the Pharisees out of his temple and then skated in their empty pools. Jesus was a graph artist. He tagged scriptures along the wall of Galilee with messages for Sadducees who covered it up in fear it might be labeled heresy under the new Conscious Pilot program. Jesus was a sound boy. And every time he killed a drum pan sound, he'd forgive them for they knew not who they clashed. But all in all, Jesus was a B-boy. Who died for our sins, has arisen and now resides in heaven. That is to say, he lives in the kick drum of a perfect hip-hop song. Via 1987.